During council comments on Wednesday, council member Glenn Wright wondered if Summit County wants to join with some other county governments in the state in a lawsuit against prescription drug companies concerning opioid use. Council member Roger Armstrong said the county certainly sees impacts from addiction.
We wrestle with those addiction issues in a variety of areas that affect us economically. And one of the most obvious is with respect to the jails. JRI that was passed 3-4 years ago changed the classification of some drug crimes from felonies to misdemeanors and essentially placed the burden of dealing with those actions on the counties. And it didn't come with any funding. So addiction it's a problem. It's an economic problem. It's not just an economic problem for the county. It's an economic problem for businesses, for families. It's a real issue. And it's not just, obviously, in Summit County or Utah, but the United States is struggling with it.
Armstrong, who is an attorney in private life, said they need to take a hard look at the question with advice from County Attorney Margaret Olson.
Having worked for large law firms where we were involved in very large litigations concerning asbestos and breast implants and other major litigations, it can be extraordinarily expensive. As I said last night, this is Bet the Farm litigation for the pharma companies, and it's not something they'll take lightly. And my guess is you probably fight for every square inch of space that you get. Right. And if we can find some way of, if UAC is on board, if other counties want to join, there's an economically feasible way to do it without bankrupting our treasury, then I certainly think it's something we can discuss.
On a different topic, the council during public comment heard from a resident who said he tries to use the bus system, but he said changes in the system recently have made it tougher for him to commute from his home to a job at Deer Valley.
He was talking specifically about the Brown Line, and that is the one that I've received the most comment about in terms of the changes. The elimination of the Brown Line has caused a lot of headaches for people. Some people in Thames Canyon used to make a fairly easy connection into the Brown, and changing it has just delayed their ability to catch the bus in the places where they can catch it. This is the first time I heard about it from Kemble Junction. So I think we have to, what we put in place last year, I think, elevated substantially our bus system. Putting in the express bus just made that run from Park City to Kemble Junction far easier. And now it's a matter of putting together the rest of the puzzle pieces to connect people in to that line.
County Council Member Roger Armstrong. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.